I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Economists, at least the good old-fashioned kind, have written countless books and essays trying to explain that a free market economy is superior to the collectivism of Karl Marx. There really shouldn't be much of an argument with all the examples we have for comparison. Everywhere there is a socialist nation, there is a failure to meet the needs of the people of that nation, except by calling on capitalist neighbors for help. Still, it is the socialist world that is expanding while ours grows smaller. Well, how would you like to feel a little better about the whole thing? I received a letter a couple of weeks ago that brightened my whole day. Paul A. Leonard, a sophomore at Mayo High School in Rochester, Minnesota, wrote to tell me he had listened to some of these radio broadcasts. Then he wrote, "In view of your support of free enterprise, I thought that you might be interested in an experiment that I recently conducted in my history class. 15 volunteers were selected with an eye to an approximate balance of athletes, non-athletes, boys, and girls. The volunteers were not informed of the purpose of the experiment. The first day, a socialist-like system was set up. The subjects were informed that they had volunteered to do push-ups, in return for which they would be given candy." Unquote. Now, push-ups and candy, what do they have to do with socialism? Well, Paul Leonard explained to the 15 volunteers that they would do push-ups with a limit of 30 on how many anyone would have to do or could be allowed to do. For every 5 push-ups, they would each get a piece of candy. And here's where the political science comes in. The total number of push-ups accomplished by the volunteers would be divided by 15, the number of volunteers, and each would receive a piece of candy for every 5 push-ups. Those who could do 30, and those who couldn't get off the floor once would share equally in the candy. 4 managed to do the maximum, and the overall average was 16.2 push-ups, so everyone received 3 pieces of candy. That was half the experiment, the socialist half. The next day was capitalism's turn. The volunteers found they were going to do push-ups again, same limit, no more than 30, and same reward, 1 piece of candy for each 5 push-ups. Just one difference. They were capitalists this time, no averaging. They would each get 1 piece of candy for every 5 push-ups that each one was able to do. In other words, there was an incentive for each one to do his or her very best. The average of 16.2 on the socialist day went up to 21.2, nearly a 1/3 increase in productivity. And this time, almost half the volunteers, 7, not 4, did the maximum of 30. I gathered from Paul Leonard's letter that he really wasn't too surprised about that. If I could deliver a personal message to Paul, sophomore at Mayo High, it would be this. Congratulations, Paul. You've demonstrated you understand the difference between the magic of the free market system and the idiocy of Karl Marx. There are some pretty eminent PhDs in economics who can't figure that out. End of message. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on the right choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, Central Coast. This is Jamie Umfenauer in the KPRL Sound Off Studios on the 628th day of March 2020. And we've got a great show planned for you. But your healthy tip of the day, I was motivated by the avocado groves in Morro Bay for this. And it's all about awesome avocados because they are coming in. Avocado is the fruit of an avocado tree and scientifically is known as a Persea americana. Sometimes they are accidentally called a vegetable. We know about court cases about tomatoes. Avocados are nutrient dense and considered a superfood. They're about 160 calories, 2 grams of protein, and 15 grams of healthy fat. Although it contains 9 grams of carbs, 7 of those are fiber. So there's actually only 2 net carbs, and it makes it a low-carb friendly plant food. Potassium is a nutrient most people do not get enough of, and one avocado has more potassium than a banana. And we need potassium to help with the electrical gradients in our nerves and cells, as well as to lower our blood pressure. The majority of the fat in avocado is oleic acid, a monounsaturated fatty acid that is also the major component of olive oil. Oleic acid has been associated with reduced inflammation and has shown to have beneficial effects on genes linked to cancer. Fats in avocados are also rather resistant to heat-induced oxidation, making avocado oil a healthy and safe choice for cooking, unlike canola oil. Fiber is another nutrient that avocados are relatively rich in. It's the indigestible plant matter that can contribute to weight loss, reducing blood sugar spikes, and is strongly linked to the lowering of many diseases. Many studies have shown that avocados can reduce total cholesterol levels significantly, reduce blood triglycerides by up to 20%, lower LDL cholesterol up to 22%, and increase your HDL, the good cholesterol, by at least 11%. Avocados and avocado oil added to your foods help your body to absorb the nutrients from other foods. And that is your healthy tip of the day. Go to Morro Bay and Cayucas and go get some avocados today. And so we are now happy to have joining us from Blaze and Bear Insurance, we have Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
I have to say, I now have a sudden craving for guacamole. I'm not sure why.
You know, every so often I just crave mashed avocado and red onion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like, well, I guess I need something today.
I guess
if you crave it. But guacamole is good.
Yeah.
We like, unless you douse it, I guess, with sour cream, right?
Yeah.
You know, like a whole cup.
Yeah,
that's
go.
Not good. Well, you guys are back because it is Long-Term Care Insurance Awareness Month. And that is something it's something newer, I think, because, you know, life insurance has been around, obviously, all the different insurances we've heard about for years and years and years. But long-term care insurance is a little bit different than maybe medical.
Right. It's a lot different than medical.
And so What exactly is it, or what does it cover?
All right. Well, let's start from the basics here. Like, what we'd like to do today is try to demystify this whole topic. Long-term care is the care that people need when they can't take care of themselves anymore. And how it differentiates itself from medical care is medical care is generally acute care. So mm-hmm. heart attacks, strokes, cancer, and that's what medical insurance covers. What long-term care covers is chronic illness. So it's, again, the care that you need when you can't walk or feed yourself, or you have cognitive issues or something like that. And generally speaking, it's a pretty high probability event, according to that if you live long enough, you're likely to need care. The Department of Health and Human Services tells us that if you make it to age 65, about 70% of the population will have a long-term care event of over 90 days sometime before they pass away. And about 14% of the people over age 65 will have a long-term care event where they need this type of hands-on assistance, supervision from somebody else for 5 years or more. These numbers are much higher than the idea that, you know, people buy auto insurance, they buy homeowners insurance. Those statistics are much lower mm-hmm. than actually needing care if you live long enough. Okay.
So even if you're under 65, if you say you have a damaging stroke or some mm-hmm. type of event, you know, medical event, mm-hmm. that the medical insurance won't cover, you know, going and having somebody come to your home?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So if you need a little bit of checking
Correct.
In every day, that's
Right.
not covered at all.
Right. And so again, we can get to this in a minute or two, but I mean, what happens with long-term care is that you have to show that you need assistance with mm-hmm. either daily living. You know, there's a certain definition that's been established in the tax code of what a chronic illness is. And it actually goes back to HIPAA. When they passed HIPAA, prior to HIPAA, this is getting a little bit into the weeds, but it's kind of interesting. Prior to HIPAA, people we're not able to deduct long-term care expenses as a medical expense on their tax returns. So the IRS, or really Congress, created a standardized definition of a chronic illness. And it's two, the inability to perform two of six activities of daily living, eating, bathing, dressing, continence, toileting, or transferring, okay, or being diagnosed with a severe cognitive impairment such that you need substantial supervision, okay? So once they established that definition, then they went on to say, if you have a long-term care insurance policy that uses these definitions, then the benefits from those policies will be tax-free. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the tie-in between the tax code and long-term care insurance. So there's a whole, there's still policies in force that were sold prior to HIPAA that were grandfathered in, and but that don't work exactly like these tax-qualified plans.
So is there an age minimum at all? Like, you have to be 65 in order for those benefits to kick
in
if you're not independently able?
No, I mean, you know, if you own a policy and you trigger the benefits because you can't do two of six or have a severe cognitive impairment, and you qualify for the benefits, then the policy will start paying the benefit
regardless of the age.
Oh yes, absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
And so, is this something though? Because I guess the stereotype is always that this is in case you have to go to a nursing home. From what I'm hearing, it sounds like you could have in-home care or a nursing home.
Right. The policies that are on the market now are what's called comprehensive. So they do cover you whether you have professional caregivers come to your home, whether you choose to be in assisted living. They also cover what's called adult daycare, similar to child daycare. If a spouse is working, for example, and the other spouse needs care, you can drop them off on your way to work so they have a nice place, get good food, company, and activities, pick them up on your way home. Oh, and it covers all the way through advanced memory care, right through nursing home and so on.
Now, is there caps on these type of policies?
There is generally, you're always going to see an elimination period, a waiting period. It's almost like a deductible on the policy. It's a number of days of service or a period of time when you have to be, before the policy will start paying benefits. Then there's usually a monthly benefit, okay? And then there's a what's called the pool of money, which is you take the number of days that you want coverage for, or years, multiply it by your monthly benefit, and it's like the face amount of a life insurance policy, really. It could be $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000, so you buy a pool of money.
Now, what if... Oh, go ahead, Susan.
I was going to say, too, that in one sense, long-term care insurance is similar to life insurance in that you can buy a very small policy. If you just want to fill a gap, perhaps you have some assets and you have some savings and so on, but you just want to fill a gap and have some extra money to pay for long-term care if you need it, all the way up to a very large policy, just like you can buy a $10,000 life insurance policy or a $10 million life insurance policy or anything in between. You choose the size of the policy, the number of benefits you want, based on what you want to pay and what your whole situation is.
So what if you have an event and it takes many, many months to recover, so you trigger the need for that policy, but you get better? Can you start and stop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Well, and again, I mean, this goes back to, you know, where care is provided. And Susan touched on it. It's really called the continuum of care. So it goes from home care, getting care at home, to being in what's called a residential care facility, which are defined in California as being either assisted living facilities or board and care homes. Okay. And then you've got what people immediately think of when they think of long-term care as being in a nursing facility. But that's really only about 5 or 6% of all the care that's provided in the United States. And the misconception is people see when they do their Medicare that, well, yeah, I get care for skilled nursing in a nursing facility. That's 2 or 3% of all the care provided. The vast majority of care is provided at home, it's provided in a residential care facility or assisted living, something like that. Medicare doesn't pay for any of that.
Okay. And that's where you see a lot of families trying to sell assets to take care of their loved one.
Well, that's the Medicaid game. Okay.
Okay.
So in other words, so then yes, there are long-term care benefits available if you impoverish yourself to the point you can qualify for Medicaid.
Gotcha.
Okay. And that's a whole, but that's a whole different program than Medicare.
Okay. Right. And what I was going to say is we're very blessed right in this county that we have about 80 different facilities, from small boarding cares, which usually are in a residential area, in a neighborhood, in a home, but they're licensed facilities and they may have anywhere from 2 to 6 residents and professional care for them, all the way up to some very, very lovely assisted living communities right here in our neighborhood, so that people have a wide choice right here.
And it depends too on I have a family member whose older parent had to go into more of a locked facility because of the memory care.
Right, right.
So it could just be you need a little help every so often, or
correct,
that full-time, more intensive care.
Well, and you know, two of the big issues right now is that since COVID, people don't want to go into facilities, care communities of any type. And the other issue is all of these folks who have these facilities, they're having a hard time getting help.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, just because of the general picture of what's going on in our economy today. And so there's a lot of disruption. People really want, they've always wanted to get their care at home. Now they really want to get their care at home.
Yeah.
But it's not, sometimes it's just not feasible.
And the other part of it I always tell people is to really think about being at home is great and it sounds wonderful when you're healthy and you can drive and get around. But when you're older, being alone with your cat and the TV is not necessarily
that's true.
You know, what you want. But for some people it is, because they really cherish their solitude. But for people who are at all social, I always say go out and look at the options way before you may need it, just to see what kind of place you might want to live in if you ever need to.
Because the social part, and I think we've seen this with the last almost 2 years, is our older folks especially, unless they enjoy that quiet, but they need that social interaction, and it's stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially with memory type issues, you need that.
Mm-hmm.
So what age does a person need to consider buying a long-term care type of policy? Mm-hmm. I mean, is this, you know, your 20-year-old, or do you wait until your 50s and you're kind of looking a little bit more towards that part of life?
Well, so it depends on the type of long-term care policy you want. But generally speaking, the sweet spot for long-term care insurance is in the mid-50s.
Okay.
That really is a good time to do it. You know, because you've taken care of some of your other insurance planning needs before, and now you're starting to transition to something new. You know, you want to cover.
So the idea being, like, your children should be older and, you know, you have less concern of taking care of your kids and whatnot.
Right. And you're still healthy enough to qualify for it. See, again, because most of these choices, all of them, all the good choices anyway, let me put it that way, the best choices require that you be reasonably healthy to qualify for the coverage, to be able to buy it. People say, you know, we always say, you know, money pays for long-term care insurance, but health buys it.
Okay. So is it normal to be expected to do the physical or the blood draw and all that?
Generally speaking, if it's a life insurance-based long-term care insurance policy, that's generally true. You'll have a paramedical exam and all that. With the traditional type health insurance-based long-term care insurance policy, there's generally cognitive testing. They'll either do it over the phone. Sometimes they'll do it face-to-face testing, depending on the client's age. They're always going to check. Again, we talked about this the last time, but there's all this big data.
Mm-hmm.
So the insurance companies go into these databases, and they know every medication somebody's taking. Okay. So if they see something that's not disclosed on the application, they're going to know that there's a problem. If somebody has been turned down for any kind of life insurance, it's in a system called Medical Information Bureau. So the insurance companies all check with that as well.
Yeah. Okay. You think your data is private, it's not.
Well, I mean, it's private to the extent that it's in all these big databases. But, you know, one of the things I just want to touch on, well, you know, if we have time here for a second, you know, one of the big things that we've found lately, we have some annuity type products. So these are, like, I call them savings accounts with insurance companies, but there's something called a pension protection act annuity, which allows you to take money out. If you qualify for long-term care, you hit those qualifications, you're allowed to take the money out of the annuity without paying taxes on it, because you're because that's, it's a tax qualified benefit. Okay, once you can't do those types of
it's interesting how our health and our taxes all kind of wrap together.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They definitely do.
Isn't that odd? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Barry and Susan from Blaze and Bear Insurance, and of course your questions. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back to Sound Off.
Kind of an oxymoron to talk about having a great experience with an auto body shop. Your car's been damaged, stress levels are high, and it's a terrible hassle. Well, welcome to the world of Davis Body Shop.
The world of Davis Body Shop includes hundreds of testimonials, like this one from North County resident Russell S. And here's the rest of his story.
Everyone we had contact with was friendly, professional, and a joy to work with. They understood they were working on something important to us, and the stress having an accident creates. We cannot speak too highly of the Davis team, and certainly will return to them should we have the need for auto body repair again. Our car looks terrific and was ready ahead of schedule.
Thanks, Russell. Davis Body Shop has two North County locations with a 50-plus year history of excellence and customer satisfaction. For more, go to davisbodyshop.com.
Introducing Bobcat of Paso Robles, your new full-line dealer for new and rental Bobcat equipment in the North County. Located off Golden Hill in the 46, directly across from Lowe's. Everything Bobcat, like skid steer loaders, excavators, and compact track loaders. You need it, they have it. Call or visit your full-line dealer. Bobcat of Paso Robles, right next to California Custom Trailers and Power Sports off the 46 in Golden Hill. 805-227-4665.
Shadowrun Vineyards and Winery, family-owned in Creston on La Panza Road, has estate-grown grapes of the Rhone varietals for the perfect glass of wine. Taste the wine that has won gold medals in the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. Open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 4. Shadow Run Winery in Creston on La Panza Road, about 4 miles from the 41. Stop in or call for a private appointment.
Enjoy the holidays and experience a special showcasing of the most recent line of one-of-a-kind handcrafted jewelry from Chloe Joy Evers, Saturday, November 27th from 12 to 5 at the Dale Evers Studio in Paso Robles. Let your eyes sparkle as you appreciate the amazing talents of Chloe Joy Evers' latest line of jewelry. That's Saturday, November 27th from 12 to 5 at the Dale Evers Studio, 1000 Park Street in Paso Robles.
And welcome back to Sound Off. This is Jamie Umfenauer in the KPRL Sound Off Studios. And we are back with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze of Blaze and Bear Insurance. And we're talking about long-term care insurance. And I know many listeners have probably gone through different situations as their parents have gotten older, and many are looking to that in the not so far off future. And so this is something that it's a policy, you know, like auto or life or, you know, homeowners, anything that will later help you pay those bills for the care that you might need. But there's a, like a checklist or a scale to determine whether or not you're ready for those benefits.
Correct. Well, I mean, there's a qualifying, what's called the qualifying event. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And it could be a disease, or it just could be age-related.
Right. I mean, again, it goes back to what was established under the HIPAA law, which was the inability to perform 2 of 6 activities of daily living or a severe cognitive, having a severe cognitive impairment.
Yeah.
Okay. But that is the recurring qualifying event in any of these policies that cover, have long-term care insurance benefits.
Okay.
So basically there's 3 different types. I'm going to let Susan talk about the first type.
Right. The first type of insurance is traditional long-term care insurance. It's basically pure insurance, similar to health insurance or homeowners insurance. You decide how much of a policy you want to purchase by working with an agent who understands it and figure out how much you need, what your budget is, and so on. And if you need care, then it's going to pay. It's really the, we call it pure insurance. It's strictly based on long-term care. Again, if you meet, if you can't perform two of those six activities of daily living or you have a severe cognitive impairment, it will pay for your care. What we really encourage people to do is to put an inflation protection rider on their policy, because today care averages, let's say, $5,000 to $6,000 a month, depending on how much home care you're getting or if you're in a nice assisted living community. But it's not the care cost today that you need to be concerned about, because we do have inflation, which these days is ramping up, unfortunately. And it's the care that if you're 55 today, you might not need care for 25 or 30 years. It's how much the care will cost then that we're concerned about. So even with 3% inflation, that means that cost will double in 24 years. So in 24 years, what costs $6,000 today will cost $12,000 a month.
That's very true.
That's $100,000 a year. And so we really encourage people to buy the inflation protection.
Well, and the thing to think about is if the sweet spot for buying is age 55, mm-hmm. you're likely not to go on claim until you're 79.
Yeah.
Okay. There. True. So it's what you need to target for down the line.
Down. And we know the way things go. Inflation, right. You know, prices mm-hmm. will go up, and yep. especially
right.
this year.
Right.
And the other thing about traditional is if you don't ever need care, which is a good thing, then, you know, there's not an additional death benefit. It's similar. I always say it's similar to homeowner's insurance. You pay your homeowner's insurance for decades, but you don't say, gee, I hope I have a fire so that I get my money's worth out of that policy. Same thing with long-term care. You may pay that premium for decades, but it's not that you hope you use it by having a long-term care event. The best thing would be if you don't use it, yeah. but it's there if you need it.
So same idea, though. You're not getting right. your money back if, right. or your family mm-hmm. isn't going to get that money back if you don't use it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Just like your medical insurance. If you don't get sick, you the don't. Policy's not going to pay.
Exactly.
So,
but if you do need it, then there. You have Correct. All of that there for Correct. Your family. Now, with a traditional long-term care policy, is there like a deductible every month or anything like that?
It's well, in with long-term care, we don't have cash deductibles like we have in auto and homeowners and health insurance. It's there is a sort of deductible, but it's based on days, not dollars. So
gotcha.
For some policies, for example, may have a 90 calendar day wait. So if you're certified to need care on January 1st of a specific year, on April 1st, your policy will start paying the benefits for you.
Okay, that makes
right.
sense.
Right.
Okay. And there's a couple other models of insurance that
right.
you can look at?
Yes. So, I mean, the combo plans. So it's either a combination of life insurance with a long-term care benefit. Okay. Mm-hmm. And or, as I mentioned, as we went off a few minutes ago, we now have these annuities.
Okay.
That will also pay, you know, have a provide leverage benefits for long-term care. And what I wanted to mention was that before, you know, that if somebody has one of the older style annuities that doesn't have a long-term care benefit, they can do what's called a 1035 exchange into one of these newer style ones, which will allow them to continue to grow their money within the annuity, but then also access those benefits tax-free if they need long-term care.
Okay, lots to think about. Yep. And I'm sure everybody will have unique situations if they're single, if they're married, if they've mm-hmm. always had good health or maybe mm-hmm. not been a healthy
Correct.
Person. So that's where you need to speak to somebody and find out what is best for
Absolutely.
Your situation and your budget.
Right.
Right.
Well, and you can call us at 805-635-7200.
That's what it's all about, right?
Right.
Is talking to somebody that understands all those different options, because
right.
it gets confusing, I think, for the average well, person out there.
There's a process, and we need to find out about how healthy you are and what your needs are and what the affordability aspects are, and then we sort through the choices.
And about the mid 50s is that target time
yes.
for people to start
yes.
having that conversation.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, people, you know what you need to do.
All right.
All right, protect your families. All right, with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with the founder of Let Them Breathe. And thank you both for coming on today. We appreciate
thank you.
It. We'll be
Have
right
a happy
back.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's right. It's right around the corner.
This hour of Sound Off on The Right Choice, KPRL, was brought to you by Orange Dot Quilts,
Now open in Paso Robles on the corner of 10th and Railroad. Just look for the big orange spool of thread.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.